We're coming up on the start of golf season around the Peace region as different courses start to open up at the next little bit. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Lee Hunt. He is with the High Prairie and District Golf Club. I guess the first question we got here for you today, Lee, is how have been kind of the preparations been going for getting your course ready for the season there?
Preparations have been going really well. We got to store off our greens early this year. And we've got them all mowed and ready to play, so we're ready to go starting Friday morning.
That definitely sounds pretty exciting down there. So when golfers get down to your course starting this weekend, what are some things that they kind of sort of expect to see out there?
When you come out to the High Prairie District Golf Course, you're going to see a well-manicured 9-hole grass green golf course that has Iroquois Creek meandering through it. We have a couple signature holes with an island green. We support some of the best live greens in the North Country and a very challenging golf course with a very helpful staff.
And when it comes to, you know, some of the holes out there, you know, a lot of golfers out there will have sort of particular holes that they like, you know, out there. Now, when it comes to your course there in High Prairie, is there a particular hole there that you seem to get a lot more attention from people who play that course?
Yeah, we have a couple of them. Hole number 5, which is a 390-yard par 4, which has an island green. So it's a safe tee shot, water on your right, but when you're approach shot to the green, there's water surrounding the green, so it is a very eye-catching shot, and it usually puts a little bit of pulse into the golfer when he's standing over there with no ground between him and the flagstick.
Definitely sounds like pretty interesting there. Now, when it comes to the course there, in addition to what's sort of on the field there, if you will, what are some other, I guess, sort of amenities you have there at the course for people who go there to check out?
Yeah, so the High Prairie District Golf Club supports an operating pro shop and a full licensed lounge and restaurant. We have a full menu. We also cater for golf tournaments and custom catering menus for those tournaments. We also support probably the largest outside patio deck in the area. So we have spacing where the great view of the golf course up top. You can enjoy the sunshine, the cool breeze, and the cool drink all at once.
And finally, of course, you know, over the last couple of years with how sort of the world has been, you know, probably a lot of people haven't been, you know, outside that much. But, you know, as we get to sort of the better weather and, you know, some of these golf courses available out there, how important is it for people to, you know, get more time outdoors, especially with this time of year?
Yeah, especially in northern Alberta where we are situated, the winters can be long. The advantage of getting outside in northern Alberta in the summertime is the daylight stays up forever, which allows our golf course to, you know, operate till like 11 o'clock at night. And northern Alberta is a beautiful time in the summertime, so I encourage everybody to get out, enjoy the outdoors, enjoy the fresh air, and enjoy talking to people, because that's what we're here for.
Certainly hope a lot of people get to check out your course there. Lee Hunt from the High Prairie District Golf Club, thanks for joining us here today.
Much appreciated. Thanks for the call, and looking forward to seeing everybody out at the High Prairie District Golf Club this year in 2022.